Welcome to Cannabis Health Radio, a podcast where we share stories from people around the world who are using cannabis as medicine. The information is meant to raise awareness about the health benefits of cannabis, but should not be taken as medical advice. Now, here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
About 7 years ago, our guest today was told that her body's organs were shutting down because of all the ailments she was dealing with. But when she started using cannabis oil, it turned her health around to the point where her doctor asked if she'd been trading blood with someone else. And joining us from Washington State to tell us her miraculous story is Barbie K. Sims. Barbie, thanks for doing this. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. And hello, tree family.
Barbie, in the notes you sent us, you said you smoked 32 years, yep. Had COPD, autoimmune hepatitis, cirrhosis of the liver,
yes.
Asthma, blood pressure, osteoporosis, and on top of everything else, diabetes, 3 heart attacks, 3 bypasses,
yes.
And 3 stents.
Yes.
And you used to take 3 pages of pills.
Yes.
Did I miss anything?
Nope. Wow.
Nope.
You were, to say it very politely, you were a bit of a mess, weren't you?
Yes. In January of 2006, they were saying I was doing really good. I was doing tinctures and stuff, and sometimes the RSO. But my heart doctor said, well, your cholesterol's a little high, so let's try a statin drug. I refused it, but then he talked me into it, and that's what knocked my system out of whack and started mm-hmm. shutting me down.
So basically it was a side effect from this medication.
Yeah. And it started everything going. They told me that, enzymes were going into my bloodstreams by the millions at an alarming rate. And, mm-hmm. the cirrhosis of the liver is going to shut you down. All of your organs, it hit my pancreas, my liver, my right kidney. My colon had polyps on it. My thyroid had nodules on them. I've been tested. I just got tested again for my thyroid. My blood tests keep coming back good now. They also told me from the osteoporosis, I've backed out of that and I'm in osteopenia. I was using all the tinctures and RSO and started doing it small, like, and then I got serious with it and started doing all the full spectrum RSO oils.
What was your doctor saying to you about the fact that your whole system went haywire? What was he or she saying about that, and what were they offering as a solution?
Well, they were going to send me to the Mayo Clinic and put me on treatment. And I refused, fought with my family and friends, my husband. I'm divorced now.
What were they proposing to do, Barb?
They were going to send me to the Mayo Clinic and maybe start radiation.
Okay. And the radiation, what was the radiation going to be for?
On the cirrhosis of the liver. And they said that... They were going to start with some different medications, prednisone and Imuran, and there was another one. And I refused to take those pills. And they said, well, then you got to start taking this, and then we're going to send you to the Mayo Clinic for treatment.
So was there any cancer in your system?
They said that my liver was going into that. It was cirrhosis of the liver.
Right. Okay.
And I had the polyps. I've had the nodules on my thyroid. My mom had thyroid cancer, did it with radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, I went on the full spectrum RSO, and, here 6-7 years later, I'm still going. I'm not,
Let's go through some of the issues you had. You've had three heart issues, three heart attacks.
Yeah, three bypasses, three stents.
I have three stents.
COPD. They don't see any signs of
that. Was from the all the smoking you were
doing. Yes. And they said,
okay. Do you still smoke?
No, I smoke cannabis.
Okay.
But yeah. I mix it sometimes with Mullen because it's easier. But I do a lot of the oils and I make my own oils and whatever. but yeah.
So can you give us an idea of how much cannabis oil you're taking a day?
Well, today, now I'm on maintenance. I'll do two to three times a day sometimes if I'm in pain, but usually about twice a day. I'm using the full spectrum and tinctures. I can eat that stuff all the time.
So when you first started treating yourself, what did you start out with, Barb? And did you have all of those conditions going on when you first started?
Well, I had all those conditions, but the lovastatin caused the autoimmune hepatitis. And they wanted to give me medication to knock that out. And I refused.
Okay. And you decided that wasn't your road, and that's when you embarked on the cannabis.
Yes.
What did you start out with? Take us through that journey a little, please.
Well, I was doing the tinctures. Any kind I could get, any kind, whether it was sativa or indica. And then I got, because I have a friend that works in Washington here at the lab, make me some oil. And I asked for both. I wanted indica, I want sativa, I wanted any kind I could get. I didn't care if they were mixed or what. So I started on that, and I would do a little bit a day. And then I got serious and started.
What's a little bit?
Well, like a grain of rice. I started with a grain of rice.
Okay.
And I was doing it two or three times a day. And my numbers in my labs, in my blood, and everything was coming down, but slowly. So I said, okay, everybody, good night. And I started on the RSO really strong. I would add more and more until I got up to a gram. And I was doing that every day. And pretty much
and you were doing it all orally?
Orally, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And did you divide that gram up throughout the day then?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And mostly at night. And I know how to make suppositories too, but at night I would do most of it. And so I would just sleep, and sleep is healing. And
right. Now, when did you start noticing that maybe it was working, besides the fact that your blood numbers were going down a bit? What were some of the things that you noticed going on?
All kinds of things. My blood pressure came around. Everything. I could walk because I'm bone on bone. I worked very, 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 very hard. And I think it was a few months after that, because I was just kind of idling on just doing a grain of rice two, three times a day. But when I started, it's probably about 3-4 months after that, when I got serious and was pushing for that gram a day, that my numbers came down. And they said, in December 2017, you're in remission. Cannabis saved my life.
What was that like for you when they told you that?
I was so excited. I wanted to jump around. I couldn't believe it happened so quickly. Because when I added the RSO oil more, the numbers start coming down faster. Mm-hmm. And they said, there's no And that they don't see any signs of COPD either.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, and my bone density is slightly getting better every year. They've been checking it every year since, or whatever, several years. My blood pressure runs.
So instead of going downhill, you're going uphill again.
Yes.
You're starting to improve a lot.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Now, over the course of the number of years you've been taking this, do you feel better each year, or have you stabilized now?
I'm feeling really good. I am feeling blessed.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the cannabis oil, right?
Right, because I wasn't taking any of their stuff, and I wouldn't do any treatment. And I wouldn't go because they said they may do radiation. I said, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
And my diabetes that got better. My blood pressure is usually down in the teens, 120 or something. I was on three pages of pills. I'm down to just a few pills.
Now, when you say three pages of pills, what? How many pills would you be taking a day?
Oh, my gosh. I was taking like four different heart pills and five different blood pressure pills. I was taking, I was on oxygen for over 3 years, 24/7, because of my COPD. I feel so much better. My head's more clear.
Yeah, they should give it to all politicians for that, shouldn't they?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it's interesting what it does for COPD, isn't it, Corey? Because we've interviewed a lot of people with COPD. Uh-huh. Doug Bench was one of the most prominent former judge who sentenced people to jail for possession of cannabis. Then his wife encouraged him. Took him a while to take the cannabis oil, but then he recovered. It's amazing.
Yeah, very quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they don't see no signs of that. And, you know, I grew up with asthma because we lived around these farming towns, you know, we're downwinders of Hanford. Always had asthma. And they also did a trick on me because I stopped breathing.
Oh, okay.
And just all these different diseases that was going on until I got serious. And I started listening to Corey a lot and her posting and a few other people. And I'm like, I'm going to do the RSO and I'm going to get to a gram a day. And I did. And it took
how long?
How long did it take you to get up to a gram there?
It was just over a month. It was just over a month. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's a typical day look like for you now, Barbie, as far as what you would use cannabis wise in a day?
I got my children, my grandchildren, my great grandchildren here.
Right. So when you get up in the morning, do you do some oil or do you smoke?
Yeah, usually in the morning I will drink it or my coffee and do the oil orally. A lot of times I'll use the sativa or a hybrid or something. And more at night I use the THC RSO more in there. Tincture, I use it all day long, unless it's got too much THC and I've got to go out. They don't show any cancer now. They don't, the cirrhosis of the liver, they don't show that. No COPD. My heart doctor, I just went and seen, said that I can come back in a year that I'm doing so good. And on oncology, I'll be talking to them in January because they just did my thyroid again to check the nodules to see where they're at.
Barbie, tell us the reaction of your doctor when you got all these test results back and you were vastly improved.
I walked in there and I had a lab coat on that I have from Halloween, and I wrote on their PPP and all that. And he walked in and he said, "What are you doing? Did you trade blood with somebody?" But they were really excited. I said, "Do you want to take a picture with me?" And he's like, "Heck yeah." But he was really excited. And my other doctor said, "You're making history here." You know, all these things are improving. But I got to watch what I eat and, of course, and what I do. And I thank God every day that I'm here.
What are the health issues you're left with now, Barb? What are the ones you're still working on?
Well, I've got just my heart. And they're checking my thyroid. And hopefully that's good still. Diabetes. I got to watch what I eat. You know, you can do that with diet, which is usually pretty good. Mostly what I'm going with right now is I'm bone on bone. They told me my body was a person that has done heavy construction over 30 years. They're making a brace for my leg right now through physical therapy. We sold restaurant equipment and serviced it all over the Puget Sound. And then we moved to Arizona, and that's what we started doing there for 9 years. And then bought 5 properties there. And then, and all of that time, I worked. And I used the oil because it just took me out of pain, and I felt like I could work. But I have to be careful because at the end of the day, when it started to calm down from taking the oil, it would... I'd been on so much pain, so I'd have to do some more oil. But they're telling me my bone density is getting better. And I use it for that.
Well, that's excellent.
I use it for that and my arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Have you changed your diet at all over the last number of years?
Yes. Yes. Sugars and carbs are your enemy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you consuming a lot of sugar?
Well, you know, we were in restaurants all the time, and the restaurants were always wanting to buy us food because we built a lot of restaurants, bakeries, delis, and casinos, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to feed you. But so I had to back off of that, and I was drinking alcohol. And that was killing my liver. And until I got serious with the RSO, everything started changing around. And my doctors are saying that I'm going down in history in their books for all the different things that I've are healing. I'm getting so much better.
Everything you've recovered from,
getting better.
Was your family supportive of your consumption of cannabis oil?
Oh yes, because I've been pushing that for many years, but I finally had to get serious on it.
And Barbie, are there certain strains that you like better than others that are working for you? And do you always do a multi-strain? And there's always
high THC? I try to do multi-strains if I can. But when I was first doing it, it was like one-to-one. I was doing one-to-one on the RSO. I like the idea of the 4-to-1 on the RSO now. I like skunk. I like, I really love sativa. And I'll tell you, the CBD and CBG is a miracle drug. And the THC is really fantastic. But on that CBD, I seen numbers go down on my blood test on because my pancreas and liver, you know, they're supposed to be 0 to 40, was almost 1,100. They said, they put me in the hospital, did 3 biopsies on my pancreas, my liver, and my right kidney. And kept me in the hospital, took all my food away from me, my medicine. And then I got a paper here that says, what started this whole thing was a statin drug. Knocked my autoimmune system out of whack. So then all these diseases come in, you know, and cancers get excited and start working on you. I am still in awe that I am here.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you take a lot of THC at night, do I have that right?
Yes.
And the CBD you take a lot of during the day.
Yeah. Well, CBD, okay. CBG, yeah. But the tinctures, yeah.
Yep.
If I'm not going to go anywhere, I will do the THC.
Mm-hmm.
You were open with your doctor about using cannabis?
Yes, all of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I've had a lot of them in there supporting me. When I was in the hospital, I was in pain. I told them I wanted my RSO. They told me they couldn't give it to me because I didn't have a prescription. And they had a meeting because they said, you know, you're shutting down. Your organs is shutting you down, lady. And they had a meeting. They had a cancer doctor, another cancer doctor. He says, if I was your doctor right now, this is before I went into the other cancer doctor. He said, I would write you a prescription. I told him, you're hired. Because I refused all their pain medicines and what have you. And so, yeah, everybody's supporting me. At first, I think they weren't, but then when they seen that I went into remission and my numbers coming down, they started supporting me.
Yeah, how old are you, Barb?
I'll be 70 years old in April.
70 in April. You've got lots of years left.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I have 5 children, and my baby would have been 43 this year. He passed in February.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got 15 grandchildren and 11 great. I have been blessed.
15 grandchildren?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. And 11 great-grandchildren?
Yes, sir.
Boy, I've only got 1 grandchild.
Well, then you're lucky for Christmas, huh?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Did you, when you started taking the cannabis oil during the day, were you getting high a lot?
Well, at first. Yeah, at first. But it's kind of even hard for me to get high. And then sometimes I'll kind of feel it and I'm like really excited. I'm getting high. I can feel good, you know.
Let's party.
Yeah, yeah. And I have a glass of wine every once in a while. But the cannabis oil is my hero.
Yeah, it certainly saved your life.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Thank God.
Yeah. I can tell when we talk about that, you get a little emotional, don't you? And understandably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. But you know what? You're well on the road to recovery. And once you get that thyroid looked at.
We just did an ultrasound on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll work. It's amazing. You have an amazing story because you had so many ailments.
Excuse me. Drink that, Ron.
And how's everything else in your life? Good?
My life is good. I got a divorce from my husband because he was messing around on me. That's okay, because I'm good now. I've got my babies.
Yeah, you got rid of him.
Yes, thank God.
Yeah, we've all been through that. Most people.
Yeah, I never cheated, and you know, I'm doing very well now. And we bought 5 properties while we were in Arizona, and we split them up. And so I'm looking for something to buy here. I've got 2 places rented that I get income from, and plus my Social Security. And
yeah. Well, it was great to talk to you. We're so happy that you're doing really, really well. It's good to hear.
Well, I hope I can help, and I'm a little nervous doing this, but I want to do it. I don't care who knows who I am. I'm Barbara K. Sims, and they call me Barbie. And I thank you guys for being there for us and having this podcast so we can share our news of how we heal ourselves.
Yeah, it's always good to hear the stories of other people. And we hope, our goal is just to inspire other people to find that there is an alternative way that has been suppressed for generations. Mm-hmm. And, Corey was at a conference, I think, in Prague when they talked about the success of cannabis oil. I think Corey was around 80%. All the experts agreed it was around 80%.
Yes. Yeah.
So, wow. It's very high, but people have been brainwashed to condemn cannabis.
Yes.
In any form. Yes. As somehow it's a drug and people are going to go crazy, but no one's ever died from it.
Right. Right. And I mean, it's been around. Yeah. I've got medical journals, books from 1925 and 26 that has hemp, cannabis, sativa, and indica in them. It's in the medical journals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, it's been here since biblical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Barb. We really appreciate this.
Well, I hope I did some good. Thank you, Corey.
You're going to give a lot of people hope, because you had enough ailments there that I think pretty much everybody on the planet will have at least one of those.
Right. Right. And I can prove it too. I can prove it.
Take care, great. Barb. Thank you so much, Barb.
All right.
Thanks for doing this, Barb. Before we go, I want to let our listeners know that you can help us spread the word about the amazing, often life-saving health benefits of cannabis just by sharing the podcast, writing a review, or rating us. We very much appreciate the help of everyone who's done that already, and we really like the 5-star ratings. We'd also like to thank those of you who support the show by making a one-time donation or a monthly donation on our Patreon page, which you can do for as little as $5 a month. It helps to keep us running. You'll find out how to do that on our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Thank you for your support. It means so much to us. And we'll be back again next week with another episode of Cannabis Health Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cannabis Health Radio. For more information and to search previous podcasts, visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Subscribe so you don't miss new episodes. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This podcast is made possible by donations from our listeners. If you found the information helpful, please consider making a donation in any amount through our website. You can also help us share our message by leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. We are very grateful for your support. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Infused, a cannabis talk show, is a one-of-a-kind look inside the cannabis industry. Meet the amazing people who make cannabis businesses bloom as they join host Nick with Francesca and Mike for creative cannabis conversations. Get an honest look at the business of cannabis, including trends, best and worst practices, products, education, and advocacy. Whether you're canna curious or running a cannabis, Infused has canna conversations that count. Infused is available on YouTube and is now streaming as part of the PodConnects Network.